4th of October, Ches Cheshvan, Harav Dain, Levi Yitzchok Raskin, Netilas Yadayim.
Good morning. For me, it's a Shechiyonu. First time I'm here in this new Bis Medrash. Dira, Noe, Marcheves Dat Shel Odom. Beautiful dwelling gives a person a breadth of understanding, of knowledge. Chose to speak about Netilas Yadayim. Actually, I think I was asked last week where we were all floating in the water with the parsha of the Mabul, which the idea of the 40 days of the Mabul is corresponding to the 40 se'or of a mikveh and the idea of tahara, of purification. Really, I want to focus on the halachas, a few bits and pieces of halacha of Netilas Yadayim, but just one word as an introduction. The word for bread in Lashon HaKodesh is lechem. Curiously, that is the same shoresh as the word milchama, a struggle. And nowadays, everyone understands. I was offered a coffee and a Danish outside, and it was so appetizing. But at the same time, you know, there's times when the doctor says you have to be careful what you eat. So you have the milchama. That's on a physical level. But really, there is a milchama. There is a battle here. Whenever we go to eat, so then there is the physical and there's the spiritual. There's the Odom. Ourselves as Odom, the Poshta translation why we call Odom is because Ofor Minhu Adomo. Another reason, which is mentioned in the Shalom Odom, is Edam Le'elyun. I will emulate the above. So which Odom am I going to be? Am I going to be drawn down to the Adomo? Or am I going to be striving and gravitating to the Elyun? And that is what's happening when I'm going to eat some food. Am I going to be drawn down by the food? Or am I going to elevate the food to Kedusha? That is the Milchama. Whenever we have something to eat, I am now engaging in Gashmias, and my Matora, my goal is to take that physical and use the energy. We are human beings, we need to eat, and we are going to use that energy for Avodas Hashem, so we are going to eat for elevating this. Interesting then, so you have the word Lechem is Gematria 88, and the word Notal, which is the word for Netilas Yadayim, is 89. Yes, and Notal is 89. So you, the Netilas Yadayim gives you a one up.
Lechem is 70.
Okay, and Notal? Okay. Okay, all right. Good. Okay. I'll have to reread my sources again, but there is certainly this Indian of, when it comes to Netilas Yadayim, you're trying to get to elevate the. Could be that was what it was. Okay. All right. The expression, Eimashiv Nal Adrush. Okay. But why Takya? The word is the Hisayrus. If it doesn't work out, the Gematria. But the word is that when we go to. You know, don't spoil a good thing, you know, because of the facts. Okay. Netilas Yadayim. So now we have a Seder, which is a Din Drabonon, that before we eat bread, we have to wash our hands. And the definition of a hand is the discussion, the Gemara, whether it means until where the fingers join their palm, the part join the hand, or until the wrist. And Bekodshim, the Kohen, when he would wash his hands at the Beis HaMikdash, would have to wash until the wrist. Whether when we wash Netilas Yadayim for bread or in the morning, whether it's up till here or up till here, is a machlokas in the Gemara. Generally, lechatchila we are machmir, and when we have enough water, we're going to wash until here. There's a lashon haGemara. One of the Amayoim says, "Ano meshoi molechafni yoda veyavul min shemayim molechafni tivusa." I wash full handfuls of water, and they will give me from heaven four handfuls of benefit, of abundance. So there is this, l'chatchila we do But if you're stuck, so then there is the shita which says it's over here is enough. And the katchila we normally wash until the wrist. Therefore, you have Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, where you wash only the minimum, the lower shear. And I don't know what the Minhag HaOlam is. The Minhag Chabad is that Motzei Yom Kippur, we wash again until here. To be Yotze, the shita that. The other shit. Okay. When we wash Netil Shadayim, we are particular, our hands should be dry before doing so. The reason being that the water of Netil Shadayim are metahir the hands. The water of Netil Shadayim is not metahir water. For example, if I had. Now, this is curious about Netil Shadayim, that we're dealing with dinim of Tumah V'Tahara, which broadly, unfortunately, are obsolete. But if I were to have a cup of water or a bottle of water, which had become Tamei, I'm traveling on the sea, on a boat, and I have a bottle of fresh water, but it became Tamei, how would I now make it Toher? So there's a way of dipping the bottle in the water, and the water of the sea and the water of the bottle will touch mamash a drop. It's called neshika, hashoka, and then the water becomes tohar. So there is a way of tahara of water, but that is only through hashoka. But by pouring water onto water, it does not purify it. So taharas hayodayim is achieved through pouring water, but not tahara of water. So now if I come to do Netil Shadayim, and I've got now a splash of water on my hand, that water is Tomei. Pouring water on it is not going to make it Tohor. So therefore, I'm going to be having a presence of Tomei water together with it. So it's going to be Metamei, my hand. So because of this, we are particular that before we wash Netil Shadayim, to make sure our hands are dry. Now, I just want to tell you, there was a chosid of the Balatania, known as Rebila Paratsha, who's going to come out of Arabia. He had 300 Hidurim in Netil Shadayim. 300 Chumras in Netil Shadayim. So, I'm not going to go through all of them. I don't know all of them. But, okay. So now, what happens if I come to wash Netil Shadayim and I didn't wash properly? You know, you have to be careful. See, if you just pour from on top, the likelihood is at the bottom of your hand is going to remain dry. So therefore, when you pour Netil Shadayim on your hand, you should rotate your hand a little bit. So in a way that the water should, in one hemshech, one continual pour, should cover the whole hand. But what happens if you didn't? What do you have to do now? Do you have to dry your hands and go and wash again? So some poskim maintain that you don't have to. You just pour over it again. Although you've got here mayim, which were unsuccessful, but because they came for the purpose of taharas hayodayim, therefore they don't acquire the status of tumah to the degree that you have to wipe them before rewashing. So again, when you wash Netil Shadayim, make sure it covers the entire hand, and if it means rotating, so be it. But if you didn't manage to, you should rewash, and you're not mechuyev to dry your hands in between. I'm not. Okay, or second pour, third pour, however you want to. If the first time it didn't go properly, so you do a second, you get a third.
Aren't you washing away the water that's on your hand with the first bit that you pour? And then subsequently, when you continue pouring, then the water's reaching your hand.
If it was two separate pours, it has to be bevasahas.
No, if you had water on your hand, then
yes.
Your hand wasn't dry.
Yes.
And then you start pouring.
Yes.
You've got enough water in the cup.
Yes.
Then the first bit that comes on is going to wash away water.
No, it's not. It's there. It's there. Okay. We have a seder bichlal in mitzvahs, birchas ha-mitzvahs, the brochas for mitzvahs should be said oiver la'asiyoson prior to the act. And if you want, it's a seder of machshava, dibur, and maaseh. First, I think, what am I going to do? Then I say a brocha bedibur, and then I do the piula of the mitzvah. That's the regular sequence. There are several exceptions to this, and one of them is the Netilas Yadayim, that for technical reasons, I want to make a bracha, but my hands are maybe, I've just come out of the toilet. So therefore, the Seder of Netilas Yadayim is we first wash our hands, and then we say the bracha. However, in order to preserve the idea of oivel asiyosna as much as possible, so then we will wash our hands, say the bracha, and then shif shufa yadayim, then rubbing the hands with one another, and then what, drying our hands. So the bracha is still oivel asiyosna, is prior to the shleimus of the mitzvah of netilas yadayim. So the primary act of netilas yadayim is the pouring. But the shleimus of the mitzvah is also the rubbing and the wiping. Why is wiping important? Because it says a pasuk, Al kein Yecheskel, I think, Al kein yoichelu bnei Yisrael es lachmum tamei. Kol ha'oichel beloy nigov yadayim. If a person eats bread with wet hands, is as if he ate tamei bread. Sheneemar al kein yoichelu bnei Yisrael es lachmum tamei. How does lachmum tomei mean wet bread? So they say the pshat is lachmum can be read lachmayim. If you have your bread which are wet with water, bread is a dry food. If it's going to be wet, it's not pleasant. And Chazal used this drush. It's called lachmum tomei. So therefore, the drying of the hands is a part of the shleimus of the mitzvah of netilas yadayim. Shif shuf hayadayim is also part of the shleimus. Like when you wash for hygiene. When you wash for hygiene, you rub your hands in case there's something didn't come off. So you make it's a more thorough washing. Similarly, after netilas yadayim, you rub your hands. That's part of the shleimus of the act of netilas yadayim. And therefore, we do the broche oivel asiyosum partially before rubbing and before wiping the hands.
How is this wiping?
Yes. Not well known? Really? I don't think so. I think the thing's written in Shulchan Aruch. Listen. Yeah? Really? Okay. Right. Okay. I remember the Loshans in Prima Godin, and he says, why do you do Shifshuf? He says, why do you do Shifshuf? In case some area was overlooked, there may have been something there, which is a bit shtigol pele, because here you just said it has to be in Bavas Achas. But that, I remember it from Prima Godin. So, all right. Lineda, next time. We'll find out. Let's move on. It's derech eretz to use the toilet before eating a meal. And this is what I'm saying. Usually when I teach younger Talmidim, I tell them this. It says in the Gemara, if a person eats when they have the need to relieve themselves, it's like you have a fireplace, and you are putting in new wood whilst there's still the burnt out cinders of yesterday's fire. So whilst there's the waste of yesterday's, their cheres would be first rake out the waste from yesterday, and then you'll put in the fresh wood. So the same thing when it comes to eating a meal, you're putting in fresh fuel in your body. If there's used up fuel in your body, relieve yourself, and then have your meal. Okay, that's the derech, it says in the Gemara about 10 occasions over where it's correct to be boidic if one needs the bathroom. So it's a derech eretz, you come out of the bathroom, and as we know, we come out of the bathroom, we wash our hands, and now you're going to want to eat bread, you have to wash your hands also. Can you do the two in one? Could you do netilas yadayim, well, washing after the toilet and netilas yadayim in one go? And the answer is yes, you could do it. According to some poskim, that's acceptable. You could come out of the bathroom, toilet, whatever you call it, and use the keli which you wash in the regular way, and then you'd say the bracha unto sadaya, wipe your hands, then you'd say ashayotzer, and then you'd say hamotzei lechem min ha'aretz. Ashayotzer should be considered a hefsek? No. Since is derech eretz, that before a meal, you relieve yourself, so the ashayotzer is associated to hachon to the meal. Hence, it doesn't constitute a hefsek. So that's okay. Derech agav, here's also something which I think is a common misconception. If I wash netilas yadayim, and then
By mistake, I was waiting in a Friday Shabbos, where, you know, you're waiting for the family. And by the way, you were mafsik. You spoke about something else. Nothing to do with the meal. You spoke about the weather. And you're eating inside. That does not invalidate your Netilas Yadayim. The idea that Netilas Yadayim is a preparation for the meal, that is true. But we don't... There's a lotion taken from Netilas Yadayim Brocha. We minimize, we try to avoid an interruption between Netilas Yadayim and Hamotzi. But it doesn't invalidate the Netilas Yadayim. Not like, let's say, if I make a Boya Priyo 8 on an apple, and then I spoke about something else, then I'd have to make a new Boya Priyo 8, because there the Brocha is on the apple. When it comes to Netilas Yadayim, I've washed Netilas Yadayim, I've said the Brocha, I've finished that act, then I'm coming to another act of eating bread, for which I'll say a bracha amotzi. They are two separate inyonim, where we should try to minimize the pause, but it's not a question of, if you're a mafsik with a couple of words, that it's going to invalidate it. Now, next thing. You go to the seaside. Oh, I just saw something very cute yesterday. An inflatable natla, an inflatable cup for Netilas Yadayim. I have a photograph on my mobile. Someone showed it to me. For travellers, it's made of plastic, and you just blow it up, and now you've got this cup, and it seems to be perfectly okay. It holds water, two handles. Beautiful. At any rate, you're travelling, and now, let's say you don't have one of these inflatable natla, or you do. Can you use the seaside? Can you use the sea for Netilas Yadayim? And the answer is, you may not use seawater for Netilas Yadayim, because Netilas Yadayim has to be drinkable water. However, the sea does constitute a mikveh, or a mikveh hamayim koro yamim. So the sea is valid as a mikveh, and a mikveh is valid for tevila. So if you are at the sea, don't use a cup for Netilas Yadayim, because that's possible, but you can go and dip your hands in. Some say you should wash, dip three times. Some say it's enough dipping once. You don't need to have three times, or two times, whatever. Some say it's enough to dip once, and that's, you've got your Tara, so your dime there. What bracha should you say if you dip your hands? You cannot say al netilas yadayim, because it's not a netila. And you cannot say al tevilas yadayim, because there's no mitzvah of tevilas yadayim. So therefore compromise of the poskim is to say al shtifas yadayim, a more generic term for the rinsing of the hands, which is good for netila or for tevila.
Does that mean that you're saying in a river or a lake?
That's a very good question, and I wanted to go, and that's the next point which I wanted to say. Whereas a seawater is salty, and therefore is possible for netilas yadayim, river water, depending on where you are, should be drinkable. It's meant to be fresh water, and therefore it's kosher for netilas yadayim. Is it kosher if you don't have a cup? Can you dip your hands in a river? So v'derech klal, yes, but there are rivers, and that's very negeya if you're traveling in the mountains. The mountain rivers tend to often be from melting snow, and melting snow as rain is possible in a flowing state. It's only kosher if it is what's called biashboiren, if it's in a static position. So a lake would be kosher for tevila and for netila, but a river, it's questionable. And I'm discussing this because also it could be negeya. Let's say you're traveling, you're in Switzerland or in the French Alps, Alava Fina Erta, and you don't have you have a salami also, but you don't have a knife. So you go to the local hardware store and you buy a knife. But what about tevilas kelim? So the question which I wanted to do, just derech agav, address, can you dip that knife in a river? So this is where it becomes a question. If it's a mountain from melting snow, that's possible for tevilah. In a lake you could tovel. In the sea you can tovel your knife. But in a river you'd have to be mevarer. You have to ask, where does this water come from?
Can you buy sometimes a bottle of water and use that plastic bottle in a supermarket?
Good. Now, since you mentioned this, It's on my notes. I should have given copies. Now, there is a diyun in Poskim, there's a discussion in Poskim. Betilas Yodayim has to be bevas achas, which means like this. When it comes to kashering a keli, I could kasher a keli if I've got a long tray. I could dip half of it into the boiling water, and then take the other half and dip it to the boiling water, and it's kashered. But by tevila, it doesn't work that way. Tevila has to be bevas achas. So if I had a very shallow pool, I wouldn't be able to lie down on one side, on my left, and then lie down on my right. That wouldn't work. Because tevila has to be bevas achas. And so too, netila sedayim has to be bevas achas, be in one go. Just muzong avort. That tevila is the same oisius of ha-bitul. Or bitul, tevila im ha-koilul is the same gematria as bitul. Yeah? And question. When a person goes into mikveh and is tummy, why does he become tohor? Why doesn't the mikveh become tummy? You've got two forces, purity and impurity. They're coming together. So you say, he becomes tohor. Thank you, chavos. After the mikveh became tummy, the teretz is because the mikveh is in karka. There's no such thing as a mobile mikveh. A mikveh tvila bekelim is possum in a toyre. It has to be in karka. The karka is bottled. It's got no, because yeshes brings gaiva and brings tumor. Bitul, that's how you get rid of tumor. So the karka is bottled. Like if you'd have seed, which we became tommy. You had grain, wheat grain. They became tummy. If you plant it in the karka, it loses its tumor. So the water in the karka loses its tumor. If you plant yourself in the water in the ground, so you are divesting yourself of your tumor. Okay, so that also will explain why you can't do tevila in two parts. You can't say, I'm half bottle. It's either yes or no. So tevila has to be one go. So back to Netilas Yadayim has to be bevas achas. But here there's a question in Poskim, does it mean bevas achas in one gush or in one hemshech? In an uninterrupted pour. And that's where the question, if you ask, can you use a bottle for Netilas Yadayim, can you use it and you pour it slowly and it's one uninterrupted pour? So some poskers say that's good enough. Other poskers say no, it has to be in one pour mamish, then you couldn't use a bottle because it won't cover your hand in one go. But according to the poskim who say that you can, if it's uninterrupted, you could use a bottle for an intestine.
Can you put the water in the body into a cup and use that water?
For sure. Why not? Pardon? So? For the Tiers Yadayim, no problem.
Let's say river or lake water, you mentioned that where it's contaminated.
Yeah.
You wouldn't drink it.
If it's not Roy Lachilas Kelev, then you wouldn't be. Right. Now, another. People know that you're not meant to use a keli with a spout for the Tiers Yadayim. Now, I want to explain something. Can I borrow your cup and finish a bit?
Yes.
That's okay. Now, you have here a cup, like a kettle or a jug, and it's got a lip. Why can't you use this for Netilas Yadayim? The reason is because when I pour Netilas Yadayim, my hand is over here, and the water's coming out of the spout. So the area from this above the main rim of the keli is not called keli. If I pour water and there's a spout here, the water will stop here, and it won't contain water past this point. Follow?
So the spout is higher up.
Exactly. That's what I wanted to address. Exactly. So if the spout is higher, then when I pour, so it's got now an extension, which is not keli. Now, when it's pouring on my hand, the reason why it reached my hand is because of a non-keli. So it's not until they're dying from a keli. If, however, it was a tiny thing which would have got to my hand in any case, it would be kosher. Furthermore, and simpler, if you only have a jug, you're in a, whatever, you're in a situation where there's only a jug with a lip, you can use it for Netilas Yadayim, pour it from the other side. Or from the side, not from the spout, and that would be kosher. What happens, thank you. What happens if you do need to use the toilet in the middle of a meal, and you want to continue eating bread, so then you should wash Netil Shadayim again, but without a bracha. There's a machlokes aposkim about this, and therefore you would wash Netil Shadayim. Of course it's Asher Yotza, but I'm saying you'd have to wash in a normal way with a keli. For Asher Yotza, you don't need to use a keli. Alright, that's a Hidur mitzvah. Here we're talking about... Okay.
Not twice, you're not saying twice.
The same as you'd wash for bread. After, if you use... You can use one Netil, but you can use the one Netil for both things. No, you don't say the bracha, because some poskim say that you don't make a... Once you've washed for the meal, you don't have to make a bracha again, if there wasn't proper Hesach Hadas. Minhag Chabad is before three times. And I'll tell you, the Minhag Olam is washed two times, yeah? So the fifth Chabad Rebbe, the Rebbe Rashab, he was once observed to wash three times. So one of the Rabbonim asked him, where did it come from? So he says, ich gedenke nicht jetzt auf den Moment, but I have a Mocker. He doesn't remember. Then, a little while later, he finds the Mocker. And it's very curious, because the Mocker is in Bes Yosef, in Sima Samach Tes in Yeredeya, where it talks about salting meat. And when you salt meat, you first soak it, then you salt it, and then you wash it off. And the Bes Yosef says there, when you wash the salt off, you wash it three times, so it wasn't Bim Koyim, the Maramokim is not in Hichas Bishil Shedayim, Kuf Nuns, or Kuf Samachs, but it's in Yeredeya, Hichas Malicha, in the Bes Yosef. It's a far from art, but it looks like it was an old minik. So that's the Mokia for the minik. Alright, so I don't know how we're doing for time. Another minute. The minimum amount of bread. Now, there are poskim who hold that just like for tumah, that food will only become will only acquire tumah to be able to be metame other things. If it's a sashir of a kabeza, of the size of an egg, similarly, you'd only have to wash the tisadayim if you have a volume of a kabeza. Others say it doesn't matter, even the smallest amount warrants the tisadayim. As a result, if you are going to have only a kazayis or less of lechem, so you are not a kabetzah, you'd wash Netil Shadayim without a brocha. And Baal Tanya, when he talks about this, he says, it comes as Shal Shudas, Yoshim Baruch Hashem, you're just being Yoitzer. It could be you'd be tempted just to eat just a little bit. So one should be particular to wash if you want to make a brocha. Almost finished this year. But if you want to make a bracha, you may make sure that you're going to have a shir kabetzo. I wish you all a wonderful day.